The book Hebrews, part 26. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe have a question, please contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's +27 for our international code in South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my webpage, https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters continuously. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very welcome. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, especially our TikTok messages. Very important. Send this link to your friends and family, for your dear ones, those that you care. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a writing pad. This I only do on a Monday morning. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. Now, why don't we associate ourselves with the Yah movement and the Sacred Name? Because they are keeping the Sabbath and functioning under the 613 laws of Moses. We don't. We can't. We are living in a new testament, a new covenant, where the blood of Yahushua has replaced 613 laws of the Old Testament. We are not part of the Jehovah Witnesses or the Seventh-day Adventists. We do not affiliate to any church, denomination, group or organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group, and we function throughout the world. Everyone studies on his own time, as they feel. We are mainly using the restoration of the original Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the ancient Hebrew Bible, which was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Brian Rotsenham. It is the best English-Hebrew Bible you will ever lay your hands on, which you won't find in no bookshop in the world. According to this original Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name, the Rotsenham version, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Hashem or Elohim. The name Lord was originally Yahvah. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. And we do not refer to ourselves as Christians, but as Yahvists, as it is written in 1 Peter 4 verse 16 in the Restoration Bible. Welcome to breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that this session is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We are going to continue where we left off last week. Now, I can remember I asked you to do some homework, where I gave you a hint or two with the heading, the creation of the son of Yahushua. Now, we went through it already in the book of Hebrews. And now, what we're going to do with Genesis chapter 1, we're going to find the confirmation of what has happened in Hebrews. You with me? I ask you to make a study of Genesis 1 verse 1 to 31, and I'm sure you did, and I'm sure you must have a couple of questions. I'm going to start just reading from verse 1, and then I'm going to stop at verse 3, and then we will have, going to have this discussion. In the beginning, Yahweh's God, created the heaven and the earth. It's not heaven, it's heavens. Created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, so it did not have no form. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. The deep is what? It's water. And the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon the face of the water. So the water said, in verse 2, it says that the water was very deep and there was darkness. Now, where was the darkness? If we look at the water and we look at the affirmative, where the water ends and where the affirmative begins, from the water upwards would be affirmative in the heavens. The first heaven is called the affirmative. So, upon the water, between the water and the affirmative, the Spirit of Yahweh Almighty, because He's Spirit. That's why it says, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Because He's Spirit, He can be anywhere in the world. He's not bound to be in one place. I can only be in the studio in Pretoria, where we are right now. But Yahweh, through the Ruach, can be anywhere in the world. Because He's Spirit. So, He dwelled between the affirmative and upon the water. He wasn't in the water, there where the water ends, on top. So the water, the deep is there. The sea, the bottom of the sea is right there. And then you have the water up to here, between the water and the affirmative. This is where the Spirit of Yahweh dwelt. Hallelujah. He moved upon the face of the water. Because the face of the water is over here. Right. And Yahweh said, verse 3, let there be light. And there was light. Did you find anything peculiar when you made your own study of Genesis 1 verse 1 to 31? Did you find anything peculiar when He said, and Yahweh said, let there be light. And there was light. Now the question I need to answer, which the church taught us throughout the last 600 years, it was made to be understood that this was the sun and the moon and the stars. And Yahweh said, let there be light. Because they didn't know anything else to explain to us apart from this is the light, the sun and the moon. But when you, to you did this study now, didn't you find in verse 14, 15, 16 and 17, there only the sun was created, the stars and the moons. What is the sun? It's the light. What is the star and the moons? It's light for the night. The sun is for the day. So what is this light here? If it's not the sun, the moon and the stars. Because when we're going to come to verse 14 and we'll do the study there, we will see it actually says the sun and the stars and the moon. The sun to give light at day and the stars and the moon to give light at night. And Yahweh said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, what else did you find or found as you were studying Genesis 1 verse 1 to 31. Did you found that not once Yahweh used His hands to build anything? Did you found that He just spoke a word and it was there? So we have Him speaking and it was created by voice. And then in Genesis 2, verse 7, we found that when He made Adam, He used His hands. He didn't spoke Adam. He made him with His hands. That's why I said, read Genesis 1, and you can also read Genesis 2 for yourself. But you can check it for yourself. Genesis 2, verse 7. He didn't spoke Adam. And also He didn't spoke Eve. He put put Adam to sleep. And He took out a rib, so He didn't took it out with His mouth, He used His hands. And He built, the Bible says, and He built Him a wife. Built means to use your hands. But in Genesis 1, the whole of Genesis 1, with the creation, not once has He used His hands. He spoke the word. So that is very, very important to remember. It's very important to remember. Alright, let's go back to verse 3. And Yahweh or God said, let there be light. and there was light. Now that light is supposed to be a capital letter. You know why it confuses people? Because it is a small letter L. If that was written in a capital L for light, twice is used here in verse 3. And Yahweh said, let there be light, capital L. Make it a capital L in your Bible. And there was light. Make that capital, make that L a capital letter. Why would I say capital letter? Capital letter in the middle of a sentence only refers to three. It's Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth. When he would say, and he said, he, capital letter, he was Yahweh. When Yahushua spoke, and he refers to Yahushua as he, or him, capital letter. Or of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, referring to him, you also use a capital letter. So what I'm saying now, immediately there must be a light going on now. I'm not talking about the light in Genesis 1:3. I'm talking about the light. Somebody put the light on, and now we start to understand something. Who did Yahweh spoke in Genesis 1:3? What this whole study from Genesis 1, from Hebrews 1? What were we busy with from Hebrew 1:1-14? We saw how Yahweh exalted or begat the angel. And he uplifted him above the other angels. And he gave him a name above every other name. And he called him a God, a Elohim. And he said to the other angels, you must worship him when you come to earth. When you come to earth. Why will the angels worship him when they come to earth? Because angels does not need to worship in heaven. But there's going to happen a transformation. In this study, you're going to have a shock of your life. Where did we come from? Where did we come from? Well, we read already in Psalms 8:1-8, where it says that we were made just a small bit less than the glory of an angel. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And then I explained to you something, and I said we will just touch on it, but we will explain it as we continue in the study, that we were previously angels. That's why a lot of times you will come to a place, you will recognize it immediately. It's not reincarnation like the Hindus believe. No, there's not a thing like reincarnation. It doesn't exist. It's a pagan religion, reincarnation. Carnation, yes, but not reincarnation. So, in other words, we were angels that were put on earth to make a decision, do we want to serve Satan or do we want to serve Yahweh or Yahushua? The choice is ours. In order not to have a rebellion in heaven ever again, for us to sort ourselves out. Otherwise, why would we be put on earth to become 60, 70, 80 years old and just die? Have children, be married, have children, work yourself to death, and on the end of the day, just die. It's senseless. Doesn't make sense. I'm a practical person. I want to know why. And this is what drove me. Why would Yahweh, our Father, the creator of heaven and earth, put us on earth to do what? Just to live for 70 or 80 years to die a miserable life? No. We are here to determine where we are going back to heaven or we are going to Hades. We are going back to paradise because that's what Yahweh said to the sinner hanging on the tree, on the cross, on the right hand side. He says, keep me in mind. He says, verily today you will be with me where? In paradise. Where's paradise? In the third heaven. Bible says so. Apostle Paul says so. So what do we find? We find that we have a choice to make. Choose. The Bible says, choose today who you want to serve. You want to serve the Satan or you want to serve Yahweh, our Elohim, Yahushua, the Son. Like I said before, when the, I think it's Mark 13, Luke 13, when the mothers brought the children to Yahushua so that he can lay his hand on them and bless them, the disciples stopped him, but Yahushua came and he says, don't hinder them, because the kingdom of my Father belongs to them. What is the kingdom of my Father? It's eternal life. It's eternal life. So every child has eternal life. Why? Because they don't have sin. They have not sinned. They have not fallen in sin. They are born in a sinful world, but they don't have sin. They don't have generational sins. There's no thing like generational sins. To the ungodly, yes. To the pagan gods, but not to the bride of Yahushua. So the angels, so the little children are actually angels coming to earth who are sinless. And when they grow up, they're going to develop sin in their lives, and that will tear them away from Yahweh. But through the grace, blood of Yahushua, they can reinstate their name by coming to repentance and be immersed in the name of Yahushua. We're going to discuss this tomorrow morning further. Blessings in the name above every other name. The name Yahushua. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.